That's Sure Love. And you know what also is sure is Saturday mornings. Tune in and hear that golden voice. And in order to be on Bob FM, you have to have a golden voice. We go to we go through a very strict application process and background check, and he passed. He's Tom Lyons, Neil Freeman.
I would say he slipped through the cracks. I don't know that he passed, but we're certainly glad that he did. He's been a great friend to our radio station. He does a wonderful job with the Minnesota Military Radio Program. And, of course, he's on the board of directors for one of our favorite charitable causes, the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And he's on the phone with us this morning. Tom, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you and all of the listeners at Total Country Bob FM.
You love that. I know you do. You just stand in front of your mirror and use that daily. It's awesome. So we're going to talk some Minnesota Military Family Foundation stuff today. Over the years, we have been not only been fortunate enough to participate, but help support and promote golf tournaments that the Minnesota Military Family Foundation uses as key fundraisers. And unfortunately, those were not in the cards this year due to COVID-19 and some other things. So you had to get creative and find some way to help raise some money for the organization, the MMFF. Tell us about what's going on this week.
Well, Neil, as you know, you guys have been very, very helpful over the course of the last decade or so, both running Minnesota Military Radio every week and then watching and helping us to run. We've done 36 golf tournaments in the last 10 years, and it's our largest fundraising effort of the year, those golf tournaments, and the first three were canceled. The fourth one's in jeopardy. The board of directors doesn't want to take a chance that anybody gets sick or worse, and when you have a couple hundred people at a golf tournament, it's, I don't know how you keep them socially distanced. So we've canceled the first three. Don't know if we're going to get the fourth one in, but on the Minnesota Military Radio side, we've built a network now of 62 stations that carry the show all over Minnesota. So we huddled with some folks in Radio Land, and they said, well, why don't we try to do a radiothon to raise some money to try to replace some of those funds that we don't have a chance to bring in via the golf tournaments. And so we got together with everybody, called every station. They all agreed to participate. We've produced some public service announcements that our chairman, Bill Popp, and myself voiced, and they're running, and we've got some Facebook spots that are out there, and of course I've called into quite a few radio stations, but this is an effort to try to make sure that our fundraising is up to the place where we need it to be. And Neil, as you know, listening to the radio show, military radio, the Minnesota National Guard has been really busy.
Yes.
We had the recent state activation. They had over 7,000 soldiers and airmen called up. Imagine you're going to Camp Ripley for a two-day drill, and you get home 6 days later. You only packed for a weekend, and you ended up in a small deployment down to the Twin Cities to guard our property and take care of our individuals, and they did a marvelous job. As soon as they were on site, things settled down. But beyond that, we're just getting 700 soldiers back from the Middle East, and they're processing now. We just sent another 700 down to Texas. They're on the way to the Horn of Africa for a year. We've got 100 soldiers going to Afghanistan. This fall, we've got 150 soldiers going down to Guantanamo to guard the prisoners. And right now, we've got thousands of pieces of equipment and nearly 5,000 soldiers shipping off to the National Training Center at Fort Irwin, California, so they can go out and play in the Mojave Desert against the big army for 2 weeks in a live fire drill. This is the peak of the preparation of training.
Wow.
And that's going to be followed up with a big deployment over to the Middle East in 2021.
Mm. Yeah,
Bill, you guys have heard this before. When they go, things happen at home. Murphy's Law kind of reigns. Anything can go wrong, probably does and will go wrong. And when that spouse is at home with the children and one spouse is traveling all over the world in harm's way, if there's a financial emergency, they reach out to the family assistance centers. They come to the MMFF. We process those grants usually within 24 hours. And if they're behind in the rent, we pay the landlord. If it's a mechanic, we pay the mechanic. Whatever needs to be done, we get it done as fast as we can. But the whole mission, the whole theory, is to make sure that when our troops are deployed, they can pay attention, focus on the mission, get home safe. We've got their backs. We'll take care of their families. We'll make sure that things are okay at home. And so that's what the Minnesota Military Family Foundation is all about. It's 100% nonprofit. It's all volunteer. And we're asking this 4th of July week, and especially on this 4th of July weekend, that while you're out there celebrating our independence and the greatest country in the face of the earth, take a moment and think about our troops that are deployed in harm's way all over the world, and go to MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org and make a donation. Every dollar helps. $10, $20, whatever you can afford. Take a moment this week, please, and donate to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful cause. Just one more thing about the MMFF, Tom, for those who may not know all about it. You gave a nice synopsis of what they do, but the foundation started in what year, and what do you think the total of dollars in grants that you've given out to Minnesota military families at this point is?
We started in 2004, Neil, and we've given out over 2,000 grants totaling $4.5 million. And it's all donated money. It all comes from donations, golf events, these kind of things. And last year alone, we gave out over $400,000 in grants to just over 100 families that needed the money.
Yeah.
So with all of these deployments, the need is still there. It's not going away. And so we want to be ready, and we're asking your listeners and listeners all over the state to step up. Go to MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org. Donate whatever you can afford. Help us take care of our Minnesota military families while our military is out there taking care of us.
All right. I'm going to go on this morning and make a donation and do my part. Folks, I encourage everybody in Bob Country to take a minute to do the same. It's our Minnesota military families, and it's all branches. It's not just, you know, the Guard. Excuse me. You take care of them all, you know, all branches, if they are deployed. And no matter where, you know, where that is, they are, you know, eligible if they have a financial emergency here at home. That's pretty much true, isn't it, Tom?
Active duty, Guard, Reserve from every branch, including the Coasties, our friend the Coast Guards.
Nice.
All they have to have is a Minnesota connection and family living in Minnesota, and if they're in need, we're going to step up and take care of them so that they can take care of their mission, get home safe.
All right, folks, this money benefits our friends, our neighbors. It stays here in Minnesota, and it helps people that have a financial emergency while a spouse is actively deployed. And as you just heard Tom mention, there are you know, we don't hear, you know, with our news media, we don't always hear about all the good things and where our troops are going and how many of them are being deployed, but it is still, as you mentioned, very, very active.
Their Minnesota National Guard serves way above its weight. They do a good job, and they're asked to go again, and just like what they're doing out in the Mojave Desert, when they finish that, their reward is they're going to be deployed next year to the Middle East.
Yeah.
You do a good job, and then you're asked to go again and defend this great country, and what better weekend to try to ask our citizens to step up and help us take care of our Minnesota military families.
All right, Tom, we're going to do it. Folks, go to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.org, and you can make a donation. It's $10, it's $25, it's $100. It's whatever you can afford and whatever you are so moved to do. It will go towards a great cause and towards our Minnesota military families. Tom, always a pleasure, my friend. You take care. Happy 4th of July to you and your family, and we'll visit with you again, sir, soon.
Happy 4th of July to you and Jim, and thanks to the whole family of people at Bob FM for their continuing support.
All right, we'll hear you Saturday morning on the Minnesota Military Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Tom Lyons here this morning.